With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Go green when traveling on the government dime. That's what federal employees are being told.
In its latest push to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, the White House said federal employees should rent electric vehicles and opt for rail trips when feasible. It said doing so would save money and the environment. Specifically, federal government workers were told to rent EVs when costs are less or equal to gas-powered vehicles, and to travel by train instead of flying on trips under 250 miles. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, negotiators work through the weekend in Washington trying to hammer out a deal to provide funding for Ukraine while tightening up the southern border.
A group of senators and key members of the Biden administration are trying to satisfy multiple entities. The GOP demand that it won't free up aid for Ukraine, Israel, or others unless there's tighter border security.
We're not going to continue these stupid policies.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on NBC's Meet the Press says President Biden took the wrong steps and escalated the border crisis.
Chose to undo Trump policies.
Some Hispanic lawmakers are warning the president not to go too far. The hope was to find a deal to help Ukraine before Congress leaves for the holiday break. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A late-year storm unleashed heavy rain and gusty winds as it barrels up the East Coast. The storm flooded streets, forced water rescues, and caused the cancellation of holiday celebrations. In the waterfront community of Georgetown, South Carolina, dozens of rescues occurred after motorists were stranded by floodwaters. The storm dumped up to 5 inches of rain across the Sunshine State. Nikki Haley denouncing Republican candidate rival Ron DeSantis for campaigning in the state of Iowa with a Kentucky representative. SRN News. Bad news for Christian ministries.
A federal judge in Washington State has ruled that World Vision must hire gay people in violation of its strongly held religious beliefs. Judge James Robart says the giant Christian relief agency can only bar homosexuals from, quote, ministerial positions, but must hire them for any other job. The decision is going to be appealed, but it sent a troubling message about how far the government can go in limiting the religious freedom of ministries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Mexico, one of the seven states allowing abortions to be obtained at all stages of pregnancy, and that's become a major abortion destination. And hasn't stopped some conservative city and county governments in the blue state from passing local abortion laws. However, most of those laws have been put on hold by the New Mexico Supreme Court while it considers the issue. This is SRN News. Boeing says airline deliveries are up.
That's after deliveries were slowed earlier this year by manufacturing problems. The company delivered 56 commercial planes in November. That's nearly as many as September and October combined. Most of the planes that were delivered to airlines and leasing companies were 737 MAX jets, including 8 to United Airlines and 7 to Southwest. Deliveries bring in cash because buyers typically pay Boeing a large share of the purchase price at delivery. John Scott reporting.
U.S. auto safety regulators say they've taken the first step toward requiring devices in vehicles that prevent drunk or impaired driving. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration announced it's starting the process to put a new federal safety standard in place requiring technology in all new passenger vehicles. Such devices were required in the bipartisan infrastructure law passed in 2021. SRN News.